Hey everybody, welcome to another edition of Wisdom Wednesdays. You may have heard me say before, genetics loads the gun and environment pulls the trigger. The interaction between genetics and environment has a big influence on disease risk and how long you're going to live. And there's been lots of debate about what is the biggest factor in terms of how long we're actually going to live. Is it our genetics or is it our... Well, a new study just published in the British Medical Journal and the BMJ Evidence-Based Medicine has shone a little bit of light on the subject. And the name of the article is Genetic Predisposition, Modifiable Lifestyles and Their Joint Effect Lifespan, Evidence from Multiple Cohort Studies. So what they did was they looked at a number of different studies that came out of the UK Biobank. This is a big repository of people who have had their genetics tested and are being followed and being asked lots of questions about their lifestyle. And in this study, they pulled a whole heap of evidence from just over 350,000 adults of European ancestry. They were recruited in the studies between 2006 and 2010. And they up until 2021. And what they did was they looked at what's called a polygenic risk score for lifespan. So basically, they looked at a number of different genes that we know impacts upon lifespan. So certain gene variants can predispose you to a longer lifespan, and other gene variants can predispose you to a shorter lifespan. So what they did is they mixed all of these genes together and they came up with those who had a long or predisposed to a long, those who were predisposed to intermediate, and those with short who were the highest risk categories. And then they also looked at what they called a weighted healthy lifestyle score. So they grouped together a number of different things, including whether or not they smoked, alcohol consumption, so no smoking, alcohol consumption, regular physical activity, healthy body shape, adequate sleep, and a healthy diet. And then they categorized these into favorable, intermediate, and unfavorable, and based on the groupings. Pretty complicated study. But they followed up these 350,000 people for an average of just under 13 years. And in that time, there were just under 25,000 deaths that were identified. And as I said, they grouped the people into three genetically categories. There was those who were genetically predisposed to long lifespan based on their polygenic risk score or polygenic genes. And there was 20% of them that were lucky and were in that bracket. Then 60% were in the intermediate. And then we had just under 20% who were unlucky, were put into the short lifespan from a genetic perspective. And then they grouped them into these lifestyle score categories. And they had favorable, those who were doing lots of good things, intermediate, those who were a bit of a mixed bag. So 23% of them had favorable lifestyles, 5.5% had intermediate lifestyle, and 21% of them had unfavorable lifestyles. And then they looked at the risks and mixing those two different categories. They looked at the hazard ratio for death. And what they found was that a genetic predisposition to a short lifespan, they had a hazard ratio of 1.21. So they were 21% more likely to die than those who had a genetic predisposition to a long lifespan. And that was before they took into consideration the lifestyle. So basically what that's saying is if you have shit-ass genes, you were 21% more likely to die over the 13-year period than people who had good genes. And then they found that the hazard ratio of death for individuals in the unfavorable lifestyle, so these are the people who had a shithouse lifestyle. So they were probably smokers, didn't engage in physical activity, didn't have good moderate alcohol consumption, so they drank too much, and they were overweight, their sleep was pretty crap, and their diet was pretty crap, all those things. So they were grouped into this unfavorable lifestyle, and their hazard ratio was 1.78 compared to those in the favorable lifestyle. So if we think about this, that from a genetics perspective, looking at really bad genes versus really good, the really bad, you were 21% more likely to die. But in terms of lifestyle, if you had a crap lifestyle, you were 78% more likely to die than those who had a good lifestyle. And then what they did, which was really interesting, was they looked at people who had genetic predisposition to a short lifespan and an unfavorable lifestyle. They were twice as likely to die in the period compared to those who had a genetic predisposition to a long lifespan and who lived healthily. But what they also found, if you had crap genes, but you had a healthy lifestyle, you reduced your risk of death by a whopping 62%. So that, I think, gives us really good evidence that it is not so much genetics, but it's lifestyle that has the big, big impact on our longevity. And also, which they didn't look in this study, but we know from other studies, your health span as well. And just to make this a bit more meaningful, you know, we talk about hazard ratios and stuff like that, but what they actually did was they turned it into years of extra life. And they found that those with that genetic high risk could actually add 5.22 years of life expectancy at the age of 40 by adapting a lifestyle. So this is very, very significant. You know, there's a lot of stuff talked about, and I mentioned, or I did a podcast on it last week, about all of these longevity molecules and drugs and stuff that can potentially extend our lifespan. And in any of that research comes anywhere close to 5.22 years. So it may be unsexy, but it is very clear that despite having genetic factors that predispose you to a shorter life, if you have a healthy lifestyle, including not smoking, moderate alcohol consumption, healthy diet, good sleep hygiene, and exercise, that you can significantly extend your lifespan. And what this study didn't look at, but we know from other studies, and I've talked about it before, is the impact on your health. So the difference is lifespan is just how long you're going to live, whereas health span is how many healthy years you have. And a healthy lifestyle not only increases how long you're going to live, but has a bigger impact on those healthy years, which is pretty critical. So that's it for me for this week, folks.